It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Most record labels find artists who already have an audience and then use their talent and following to make money. What if the business model worked a little bit differently and the label had the time to invest in helping an artist develop their art and grow as a professional business person at the same time? That's the question my next guest, Toby Parks, asked and is answering with Station One Records, which operates as a nonprofit record label housed at the Des Moines Social Club. Hello, Toby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And just to start off, explain to me what it means to be a nonprofit record label. How does that work?
Well, first, I do want to actually correct one thing. We started actually as a partnership with the Des Moines Social Club, and as time has gone on and the organization has started to grow, we've actually become our own standalone nonprofit organization. So we still have a very strong relationship with the social club, but we actually are a standalone organization now. But to your question, in terms of what a nonprofit label is and what we do, at Station One, you know, we really feel like music is a basic societal good, and those that are willing to, you know, really work towards their craft and become better at what they do, they should have an opportunity to make a living from their art and not be at the mercy of what sort of, you know, major label profit expectations are. So, you know, we tend to work more from a patronage model.
All right. So when you bring an artist in, you're investing in them, which is obviously a benefit to them, but as they sell records and see success, how does that work?
Well, I mean, ideally, we want to continue to grow with our artists and continue to build that type of rapport. But the goal really for us is to get the artists at, you know, recognized on a regional and national level so they become more attractive to larger independent labels or perhaps even a major label that can put a large amount of money behind what they're doing. So ultimately, you know, our goal, as I said, is that, you know, we want to develop a deep partnership with our act. So as we continue to move on, you know, we look at it as an artist development model. So we will continue to stay on as, you know, artist management and so forth. But as, you know, the artists become bigger, they actually do need, you know, more funding and more money and sort of a larger footprint that a major label or a larger independent label beyond the size of what Station One can be to sort of take things to the next level. So our goal is really to set up our acts to have a platform to take them to the next step in their career.
Now, you had been involved in the music industry, working for Sony Music, when you had this idea. How did the idea come about?
Well, you know, what I do in the music business for Sony is a very sort of specific type of work. I work in the business and legal affairs division, and I work specifically with songwriters and music publishers and music producers in terms of licensing and intellectual property issues pertaining to the underlying compositions of master recordings. And you know, the music publishing sphere in the music industry is actually a big conundrum for a lot of people, and it's a very sort of specific niche in the business. And so when my wife and I were considering relocating to Des Moines, you know, I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. That type of work doesn't necessarily translate to sort of standard business practices in insurance or other types of businesses. And I've always been very connected to the community and always very connected to the arts. And one of the first things that I did when we started considering relocating was to get in touch with, you know, the creative sector here in Des Moines. So I reached out to Zach Mannheimer, who was the executive director of the Des Moines Social Club. And, you know, one of the great things that he had said to me was, you know, the great thing about Des Moines is that, you know, it's really, in Iowa generally, is it's just sort of an open field. Like, you know, people are incredibly supportive of the arts here. And, you know, you can basically do anything that you want to do. And, you know, I had mentioned to him, I said, well, you know, the thing that I've always wanted to do is, you know, what would happen if we could really invest in developing talent and, you know, let's take away the profit emphasis that labels put on their acts and all of that burden. Let's just try and develop acts and put them on the map and see what happens. And he said, well, you know, you come up with the idea and I'll help you raise money. And that's what we did. And that's how we got started.
So tell me about the early days. You work with a number of artists right now. How did you get started? Because I'm sure that even to artists, this idea seemed pretty out there.
Yeah, you know, it was. And, you know, the initial point was, you know, The first time that I actually came to Des Moines and sort of immersed myself in the sort of creative scene here was through the Des Moines Music Coalition, and they have something called Music University. And I came out here, and you know, I spoke on music publishing and sort of what I do at Sony, and met a ton of artists and went out to a couple of showcases and was just blown away by the level of talent that is here in Iowa. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting coming from, you know, New York, when I first mentioned to some of my colleagues at Sony that I was planning on relocating, they were like, well, you know, what's theirs? It's just, you know, cornfields and farming. And I said, no, there's really a great, you know, community of artists, very supportive, very collaborative. And that was something that I really wanted to get involved with. So, you know, it's a very tight network of musicians. Like, I feel like everyone here sort of knows one another. And, you know, when you start opening up the door and saying like, hey, you know, I want to give you money to help you, you know, live your dream and find a way to make a living from your craft. And, you know, and there definitely was some people that we consulted with. There's a local entertainment attorney here by the name of Brandon Clark that I worked closely with in the early days to kind of help point me in the right directions of some of the acts that were sort of making noise in the area. And some of the other, you know, local talent, there's another local business attorney here by the name of Tom Coots, who is actually our director of operations for the organization now, who helped, you know, put me in touch with some other artists. And we really just kind of filtered through everyone and explained, you know, what our goal was. We knew that this was just going to be a big experiment, and we have no idea what the end result was going to be. But, you know, we knew that our heart is in the right place, and our, you know, we have enough of the right connections and the right contacts to at least try and help some of these artists make a name for themselves on a national level.
Well, and tell me, we're going to bring one of the artists into the conversation here in just a second, but the mentorship part of this relationship, what are the elements that you really focus on when you bring an artist in? Obviously, you know, musically, they bring a lot to the table. What do you offer them?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different things. I mean, one of the things is, you know, the music business, you know, as wonderful as it is for us to hear the end products of it, it is a very confusing business. And, you know, we've all heard the horror stories historically of how, you know, labels have taken advantage of artists. And, you know, and it's just from a business perspective, you know, now that we've moved into, you know, sort of the digital realm of streaming, and, you know, all income is, you know, boiled down to micro pennies these days. And artists a lot of times don't understand where their revenue streams can come from. And so what we do is not only help them hone their musical ability and sort of, you know, help them develop their music to be something that's marketable, but we also help them understand the business as a whole and to get an understanding of, you know, how they can develop a business plan to be sustainable. We help them book their tours. We help them, you know, connect with producers that they can work with that can really help them hone their craft. You know, and the most important part really is, you know, also just developing a relationship in which, you know, we hope that our artists can trust us, and they know that with any questions that they have or any concerns that they have as they're going through their career, that we're here to support them, and we're not going to, you know, take advantage of them in the way that some other labels may do so.
Well, I want to bring Lily DeTay into the conversation. She is one of the artists that you are working with. And let's introduce her with a little bit of her music. This is a rough mix of a track called Houses, which is going to be on Lily's forthcoming album.
Or I won't sleep at all. How long did I stay occupy a mind after the door slammed and I stepped outside, drove home for the last time? Did you
say goodbye? Just a little taste of the song Houses. Lily DeTay is the artist behind that song. Hello, Lily.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you connected with Station One Records through a performance that you did at 8035 last spring. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it was completely by chance. I had absolutely no idea what was going to happen that day. I've been doing solo performances around the Des Moines area since I was 14, 15. And so 8035 has a stage called the Gen Z stage, which is for artists that are under 21 and just kind of getting on their feet. And so it was my second year playing that stage. And completely by chance, I passed their booth that they had set up. And I was with my dad, who kind of acted as my manager at the time. And we were talking to Tom Kutz, who Toby mentioned earlier, and who I work pretty closely with now. And we were just telling him, you know, I'm going to be playing on this stage, like, come check me out, like, if you have time. And he told me later that he had 5 extra minutes just completely randomly. And he thought, you know, like, why not? Just not thinking anything of it. And not too long afterwards, we kind of started talking about, like, how Station One would benefit me as an artist. And I just signed in January as their 4th artist. And it's been very busy since then.
That's exciting. Congratulations. And you're only 19 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
And Toby, I know that one of your partners, you know, as we just heard, went to that show, took a little cell phone video of what was going on. What does Station One see in Lily that made you think, yes, we need to invest in this artist?
Well, I mean, she's just a powerhouse. You know, her voice is amazing, as you can tell by the recording. And her songwriting ability for someone that's so young is so insightful and just beautiful. I mean, she's just a wonderful talent and someone that has, an incredible future in the business as not only a performer, but, you know, as well as a songwriter. And we're just really excited to be working with her. We were just in the studio, actually, this past week where that recording came from. And we are working with Logan Christian at Midday Studios and, spending a lot of time really, developing her sound in a way that's a bit more mature than her past recordings had been. It's basically just been her and an acoustic guitar. And, you know, we've really spent a lot of time working with her to, build instrumentation around it and, to take the music to the next level. And this EP is just going to be incredible. And we're hoping to get it out in mid to late June. And it's just going to be something people are going to really enjoy.
And Lily, what do you feel you've learned from this process so far?
So like I said, I was just kind of on my own until I found Station One, which was good. And I learned a lot that way. But like Toby said earlier, there's a whole another side to the business that I really don't know that much about. And that I could drown in pretty easily if I didn't have people like Toby and Tom that I trusted and I'm friends with that to look out for me in that sense. And also they've just been incredible helps creatively. Like we said, we were just in the studio over my spring break this last week recording this EP. And they would hear things that I never would have thought of. And then we put them in and it's a completely different sound that I'm in love with. And so it's just really cool to be able to work with people that understand you and know you and that you trust, and it just takes it to the next level.
And what's the next step from here, Toby, for Lily?
Well, the goal is to get the EP out. We're going to be putting her on the road quite a bit over the summer, and to really just make sure that she's hitting every single possible place that we can to get people familiar with her music and what she's doing. We work with a national distributor called Cobalt Label Services, which Cobalt is actually a music publishing company that started a label division, and they represent a number of very large songwriters. Like Egg White, who, writes with Adele, and, Max Martin, who writes basically every pop song on the radio right now. And they're working with us to put the record out and to promote the EP. So, hopefully we'll get really great placement when we put it out. And, we're just trying to develop partnerships with different organizations and businesses to, put Lily at the forefront of the label and people's minds.
Well, and tell me a little bit about some of the other artists that you're working with, because this is a pretty diverse group.
Yeah, well, and that's the goal is, Des Moines and Iowa generally, people have this understanding, a preconceived notion, I guess, that, you know, a lot of the music that's coming out of Central Iowa really is, you know, singer-songwriter acoustic stuff. And it's not that. It's actually quite a range of diverse styles and artistry that's here. And our goal is to really showcase what Iowa has to offer, whether it's, you know, sort of retro rock like we have with Sires, or electronic music like we have with Maids, or Lily, who is singer-songwriter pop-tilted, or Marcaeus, who is hip-hop and rap-oriented. So I kind of gave you just a general description yeah. of all of our artists there. But, you know, that's what we want to continue to do, is find artists that really represent the diversity and the depth and breadth of the creative group that we have in Iowa.
Now, I'm sure you have artists who are clamoring to work with you. As you look to the future, how do you control growth so that you don't get too big too fast?
Well, I mean, the main thing that we really look towards is artists that spend a lot of time working towards their craft, and people that really are trying to make their art their number one priority. And that's really hard for a lot of people. I mean, they're, you know, as I was telling Lindsay, the producer, yesterday, one of the things that, you know, one of the reasons why we started Station One was the idea that, you know, young creatives, when they're growing up, I think a lot of times, you know, their parents or, you know, adults will say, you know, well, it's great that you play music, but make sure that you have a plan B. And I firmly believe that if you have the plan B, that you will live the plan B. And, you know, we really want music and the arts to be a plan A for people. So, you know, we really look for artists that, you know, that encompass that life, that, you know, it's a hard road. It really is a hard road, and it's not really something that everyone is cut out for. So, you know, our label isn't necessarily for the novice, you know, musician or somebody that wants to do it on the weekends. This is, you know, really something for people that want to work hard and that are making their art their priority.
Well, Toby Parks, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Charity.
Toby Parks is executive director of Station One Records, a nonprofit record label in Des Moines. And Lily Dete, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Lily Dete is one of the artists with the record label, and we're going to go out with a song that's a collaboration between three of the artists on the label. It's called Barely Breathing, and it features Marcaeus, Sires, and Lily Dete. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Hold back the hatred, hold down your brother. Uplift the nation, show reverence to your mother, none other.